Praise God. Good evening, Times Square Church, and good evening to those who have joined us live over the internet. Welcome to WW Pray Worldwide Prayer Meeting. We're delighted to have you with us, and tonight we're going to be believing the Lord with you for miracles, that the Lord will answer your prayer requests. We're going to be praying for you tonight, and so if you haven't done so already, we want to invite you to text in your prayer requests, or you can email to us at tscnyc.org and join us this evening to believe God for miracles, not just for yourself, but for others. We believe in a God that is able to meet our needs, and we've seen hundreds and hundreds of answers to prayer, and so we give the Lord praise and honor and glory for that this evening. We've had over 30,000 prayer requests come in thus far. And we thank God for you and for the privilege of being able to stand together with you and to believe God with you. I'm going to ask our congregation if we would all stand tonight as we enter into a time of worship. I want to invite those of you who are online to join us as well as we begin to lift our voices to the Lord and give thanks to Him. The scripture says to come to Him with all our needs, all our cares and concerns, but to give Him thanks, to remember to give Him thanks as well as we do so. And that the peace of God that passes all understanding will begin to guard our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And so let's do that this evening as we begin to worship. And Father, we thank you once again for the opportunity to come to your throne of grace, Lord, in our time of need. We thank you, Lord, that you are God who not only hears, but that answers our prayer requests, who answers our cry, who hears our cry tonight. Lord, we come to you with thanksgiving. We come to you with praise. We come to you with the knowledge of who you are. Oh God, you are the God who saves us. You are the God who delivers us. You are the God who heals us. You are the God who directs us. You are the God who rescues us. You are the God who is our Savior tonight. You are the God who is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, we lift up your name. We lift up our cry, our requests. We lift up our hearts to you, and we cast all our cares on you this evening because you care for us. Lord, we love you, we honor you, and we give you thanks in advance for what you're going to do in the strong name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Let's begin to worship him. Tonight we want to begin by praying for those that have written in that need direction and guidance. So many who feel directionless, who feel like they don't have any reason for being. Here's an anonymous prayer request from New York. Please pray for direction in my life. I have no real sense of purpose. Would like to know God's plan for me. Here's Carolyn from the UK. Please pray for me. I'm just confused about my future. I don't know what to do. Lord, help me in the midst of everything. Here's someone from New Jersey who says, praying for a God-fearing husband for direction to follow God's will. If it's God's appointed husband, we will find a way to each other. And all the single ladies said, amen. Here is somebody from the U.S. who says that I will have the wisdom to make the right decision, lost and confused. And that probably was a text message. Here's Karen from South Devon, U.K. Please pray for a friend who recently lost his wife and needs to find strength and purpose again for restoration and peace. But here's a praise report from Far Rockaway, New York, Tamara, who says, sought prayer for career direction. New job, felt led to apply to certain jobs in a competitive niche market where I don't even have experience. Last week, accepted an offer at a firm. Don't settle. God is able. Praise God. Yeah. Praise God. God is able, folks. God is faithful. Tonight we're going to go to prayer for these who need direction, who need a sense of purpose, those who need guidance tonight. And we believe that as we pray for others tonight, God will take care of our needs. He'll work a miracle in our lives. And so we're going to believe God for you tonight. I'm going to ask those that are in the house to begin to gather into small groups of twos and threes. And we're going to begin to pray for you tonight in the name of the Lord. We're going to lift you up before God. I'm going to ask Brother Michael St. Gerard to come and lead us in prayer tonight as we pray for you, that the Lord will meet you right where you're at. Praise God, that he'll begin to reveal his will, his plan for you. He has a plan for your life. He has a plan for my life. Hallelujah. Michael, would you come and begin to lead us in prayer tonight? Hallelujah. Lift your voice all over this house. Every voice counts.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we need you in this hour, Lord God. Father God, all over this church and all over the world, Father God, Lord, we're crying out for you, Father God. Lead us and guide us in this hour, Father God. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would touch the backslider, that you would touch those, Lord Jesus, who are on the fence toward you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we need you today, Lord God, to bring us, Father God, to that place where you would have us to shine. You did not light a lamp and hide it under a bushel, Father God, but indeed, Father God, Lord, you light a lamp, Father God, and you put it on a hill, Father God, for the world to see, Father God. Lord Jesus, we're living in an hour, Father God, where we need to hear your voice and know it, Father. I pray, Lord God, that, Father God, everyone in this house, that you'd hear the cry of our prayers, Father. Those families that are broken today, Father God. Lord, those families, Father God, that the enemy has come in and driven wedges in, Father. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you would, Father, unify your body today, Father God. Unify us for this purpose, Lord Jesus. Draw us together, Father God. Lord, like oil dripping down off of Aaron's beard, Father God, to the hem of his garment, Lord Jesus. Anoint your church in this hour, Father God, that you hear our cry. Father, stretch forth your healing hand, Father God, and touch your people tonight, Lord God, for we need you in this hour, Father God. Lord, touch these that are lonely tonight, Father God. Touch these that are needing, falling in relationships, Father God, broken families, broken marriages, Father God. We pray that you would heal, Father God. Lord, not for our glory, but for yours, Lord Jesus, that you be glorified in this hour when the world says no. You say yes, Lord God, that you, Lord God, can heal, you can revive, you can bring revival, Father God, in this church and in this city and all around the world, Father God, with brothers and sisters joining tonight, Father God. Bring revival in this hour, Father God, for we need you as never before, Father God. Lord, you don't give us stone when we ask for bread. We ask for bread today, the bread of life. The bread of life, Father God, which sustains us through these dark hours. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for you are with us. You are with us. You are with us tonight, Father God, and you will lead us in this hour. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. We want to continue to pray tonight. We're going to pray for those that need healing, that need a touch, a miraculous touch tonight. So many needs, so many prayer requests for those that need healing. Here's Miriam from Yonkers, New York. I'm 24 weeks pregnant with twins. My water broke and I had to be put in the hospital, leaking fluid and blood. Pray for leakage to stop and save twins. Here's Shay from Derby, UK. Please pray for Mark's complete healing as he starts his third round of chemotherapy and for the salvation of his family. Here's Kara from Haverhill, Massachusetts. 1-month-old Briella needs healing for her intestines, was born with them outside her abdomen, has had several setbacks, and so we want to pray for Briella, 1-month-old Briella, tonight. Here's Deanna from Portsmouth, Virginia. Urgent. Sarah needs prayer. She is 34 and has had four strokes, bleeding on the brain for 4 days now. She had 20 hours worth of brain surgery. And so we need to pray for Sarah, 34-year-old Sarah. Here's Jackie from Salem, New Hampshire, asking for a prayer. Says healing, complications from liver transplant. Doctors need wisdom. Family needs strength. Her body needs a touch from God. And so we're going to pray for Jackie tonight. Here's May from New Jersey. Please pray for my friend's nephew who is only 21 years old. He has cancer, testicular cancer. Please pray for complete healing. My goodness. Here's an anonymous prayer request. Someone asking for prayer for their brother, Sammy, who is very sick. We're going to pray for Sammy tonight. Here's someone from the Dominican Republic, from the capital, Santo Domingo. Please pray for Jose Angel, 11 years old, with brain cancer. He is in a coma. His family asked for prayer, so we're going to believe God for Jose Angel tonight. Hallelujah. Here's someone from New York. Please pray for Danny Jr., 11 years old, with stomach cancer. Again, is very weak due to chemotherapy. He's very ill. He needs a miracle. Here's from someone from Lincoln City, anonymous prayer request from Lincoln City, Oregon. I'm an elderly woman living alone with no one to help. I'm in extreme physical pain, believing the Lord for healing and also a way to obtain food. Here's someone, Trisha from Ithaca, New York. Please pray for me who needs prayer. Healing from bulimia, which is an eating disorder. So many needs, folks, tonight. But we serve an awesome God, hallelujah, who is greater, who is mightier. And not only that, but who loves and cares for us tonight. He cares for you tonight, and he sees your need. Here's a praise report. A couple of praise reports. Here's someone from Woodside, New York, says, praise God for a successful surgery yesterday. Thanks, TSC, for prayers and fasting. God is a true healer. Praise the Lord. Here's an anonymous praise report from Clark, New Jersey. Glory to our Lord God who moved mountains for my friend and gave a great report after surgery. No cancer, no cancer, no cancer. Amen. Thanks always for your prayers. Here's an anonymous praise report from Briarswood, New York. I submitted a prayer request on behalf of my supervisor who was diagnosed with cancer of the uterus. She had surgery. They removed her staples and was told no chemo is necessary. Our God is awesome. Hallelujah. Here's Jim from Belmore, New York. Thank you for your prayers. My wife's medical testing came back negative. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to prayer in faith, folks. In faith tonight. We know our God is able. Would you begin to lift your voices all over this house? Lift your voices all over this house. I'm going to ask Michelle to come and lead us in prayer. One of our intercessors to come and lead us in prayer. Lift your voice tonight. Lift your voice tonight in faith. Let's believe God for miracles. For miracles in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, we come in worship and in praise to you, Lord God. We acknowledge that you are the Almighty God. There is nothing, my God, that is too difficult for you, Lord God. You are the great and awesome God, Father. And we come in worship and in praise to you, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. You said that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Father, you gave your Son to die for the forgiveness of our sins and for the healing of our bodies, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you, Father, want to heal, Lord God. You even call yourself Jehovah Rapha, our healer. So we call upon your name, Jehovah Rapha. And Lord, we ask, oh God, that you would stretch out your hand, Lord God, and heal, Lord God. Heal all those, Lord God, like you did in the olden days, Lord God. Jesus, you healed everyone who came to you, Lord God, because you are full of compassion and mercy, Lord God. And Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, Lord God. And nothing is too difficult for you, Lord God. No cancer, nothing is terminal in your eyes, Lord God. You are able to heal everything, Lord God. And Father, we pray for all those who have sent prayer requests, Lord God. We ask, Father, that you would bring healing, Lord God. That this healing may glorify your name, Lord God. It will be for the glory of your holy name, Lord God. Father, we thank you that you are so compassionate, Lord God, full of mercy and compassion, Lord God. Father, we thank you. We thank you in advance, Lord God, because we know that you are not just ready to heal, but you are willing and you are able and you want to do it, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you. You have provided your very Son, Lord God. The blood of Jesus, Lord God, heals from every disease, Lord God. Thank you, Father. We look to you, Lord God, in thanksgiving, Father, and in praise, Lord God, for what you are doing even now, Lord God. You are healing the multitudes. You are making them whole, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. And Lord, I just thank you for causing faith to arise in every heart, Lord God. Faith, Lord God, to look to you, to know that you will not say no, because it is your will to heal and to bring deliverance and to make whole, Lord God. You are a good God, and we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We want to pray for those that need a financial miracle, those that need employment tonight. We want to believe God with you for provision. Here's someone from Belfast, UK. My son James cannot get a job in his field. He is a Christian and no doors are opening for him in his career, and he's losing confidence. So we're going to pray for James tonight. Please pray. Here's a prayer request from Brooklyn, New York. Please pray for my sister. She's been looking for employment for 2 years. Please pray for favor and potential employers for her. Here's a text message that was sent in. Please pray for a blessing and breakthrough for work, employment, also for life purpose. Thanks. Here's Deborah from Miami, Florida, who says, please pray for God to open doors for me to get a job. I have been unemployed for 3 months, and I am desperate. God bless. And so we're going to pray for these tonight, as well as so many others that need a financial miracle tonight. I'm going to ask Brother Philip Latterack, if he would come and lead us in prayer, who is one of our leaders in the ministry here, one of our ministry leaders, if he would come lead us in prayer. But would you lift your voice tonight to God and believe God for provisions for these? Jehovah Jireh, he is our provider. Hallelujah. He is able to make a way where there is no way. We serve a God who can part the Red Seas. A God who can clothe people and their clothes never wear out. Hallelujah. The children of Israel as they went through the wilderness. A God who rained manna from heaven, who provides. And so tonight we're going to believe God for provision. He loves you and he is going to make a way for you in the name of Jesus. Let's lift our voices to God tonight. Every voice counts, folks. Here on the main floor, up in the balcony, those in the annex, those online. Let's believe God for miracles tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord Jesus, we come to you, creator of this universe. Lord, you took the bread and the fish and you multiplied it. Lord, you are the provider. And you know when your children go hungry. You know when they are needy. Lord, you say you know when a little bird falls to the ground. You count the hair on our head. So we know you know what our needs are. We don't know, but you know exactly what we need. And we ask for all those who need work, those who need employment, Lord, that you provide, that you open doors, you give them wisdom, Lord. Lord, I pray that you give them everything they need to provide, to put food on the table, to pay their rent, Lord, to get out of debt, Lord, to provide fathers, to provide for their families, mothers, to provide for their children, Lord. We trust you, Lord, because you are the one who departed the sea. You are the one who can even make the sun stand still. Lord, you are the one who can provide where there is no humanly possible way. But we trust you because, Lord Jesus Christ, you are the true and only God. And you provide for the animals. You provide for us humans as well. Lord, we thank you that you are going to come through in miraculous ways, in ways that we couldn't even understand, we couldn't even think of, Lord, that you open doors and you provide for your people. And I especially pray for others that have, and that you open their hearts, that they will give to those that are in need. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you open the hearts of those who have a second coat, or who have another pair of shoes, or who have spare money that they don't need, that they can help the ones who need you, Lord. I pray that you open our hearts to have compassion. Do not walk by on those who are suffering. Lord, we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Tonight, we also want to pray for those whose families are under attack, whose marriages are under attack, whose homes are being torn apart for various reasons. Here's one prayer request, prayer for my brother Tom and his family. They are being torn apart. Pray for the difficulties to draw them to their knees. Thank you, Times Square Church. And so many other prayer requests for families that are under attack, homes, marriages that are under attack tonight. We're going to believe God for the Spirit of the Lord to raise up a standard against this in the name of Jesus. Here's Heather from Newfoundland, Canada, asking God to deliver my husband and his mistress from adultery and restore our family. Please pray for the other woman, believing God for that tonight. So many other prayer requests that need a miracle tonight. Folks, God is able. God is able. God is able. Hallelujah. God is able. God is able. God is able. God is able. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your name tonight. We bless your name. I'm going to ask one of our elders, Elder Victoria Griffith, to come and lead us in prayer. Would you lift your voice to God tonight all over this house? Those of you online, we're going to believe God for you. Raise your hands to God tonight and let's call on the name of the Lord. He said, those that call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered, shall be saved. Hallelujah. Let's lift our voices to him tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we thank you tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that even now, Lord God, Lord, that you're restoring, God, you're repairing, oh God, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for those who have even left the home. God, you are able, Lord God, to send them back home. God, we come to you tonight, Lord God, because you instituted marriage, God. Lord, you ordained that union, oh God. Then, Lord God, nothing, God. Lord, not finances, not another person, oh God. Not the children, Lord God. Lord God, not the loss of income, Lord God. Nothing shall put it asunder. God, we come to you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, you're married to your church, Lord God. Lord, you'll never leave her. You'll never forsake her, God. And God, we ask, oh God, Lord God, you've instituted marriage, Lord God, to represent your relationship, God, with your church. And God, we know today, Lord God, Lord, that you will never divorce your church. God, you will never divorce your church. God, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you would reunite families, Lord God. Lord Jesus, that you would reunite them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray right now. God, we pray for understanding hearts, God. God, we pray, Lord God, that men and women, God, would lay aside their differences. They would bend their knee, Lord God. They would humble themselves, oh God. They would come to you, Lord Jesus. God, you're the only one, God, who is able, Lord God, to fix, to undo, Lord, all the damage, God. God, we pray, oh God, we pray against, Lord God. Oh God, just Lord God, oh God, we pray against, Lord God. Lord God, all of the things from the past. God, all the unforgiveness, God. Oh Jesus, oh God, all the wanting to be heard, God. And God, we ask today that your voice would be heard, that your voice would be heard, God, in the midst of the situation. God, that you would speak. God, that you would have the final say, God. God, we ask, Lord God, that you would preserve the family, that you would preserve the children, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that you would raise up a testimony, God, in homes, oh, God. God, I pray for those in your house, Lord God, struggling in their marriages, oh, God. God, that you would come in, God. You would baptize them afresh, God, with your Holy Spirit, Lord God. They would prefer one another over each other, Lord God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, prefer one another over themselves. God, that you would do it, Jesus. God, we know that you're faithful. God, we know that you're faithful. God, you can't be anything but faithful. God, you can't be anything but faithful. God, you promise. You promise. You promise to save, Lord God, the whole house. The whole house. God, we want to walk in to heaven together. Oh, God, every husband, every wife, every child, God, all together. Together, God, that your name would be glorified, that your name would be lifted up, God. Do it for your goodness sake, God, because you're good. Oh, God, oh, God, we thank you today. And we believe you, God, because you are the restorer, Lord God. Oh, you're the restorer, God. God, you can bring back to life things that were dead. Revive, God. Oh, Jesus, raise marriages from the dead, God. Raise them up, God. Raise them up, God. Raise them up, God. Raise them up, God. Breathe life again. Breathe your life for them, God, in the name of Jesus, that they would live, God, to glorify your name. Oh, God, on this side, God, of heaven, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Wonderful. I want to talk to you tonight on the topic of healing. We pray for healing all the time, and there is always a need for healing. And there are different dimensions of healing. There are different expressions of healing according to what we read in the Holy Scriptures and what we see in life. There are times, for instance, when the Lord will heal miraculously and instantaneously. We will see an answer to a prayer for healing that just defies natural understanding. We can't ascribe it to the process of nature. We have to recognize that the Lord, who is sovereign, has the right to override our very limited understanding of how nature works. And he can heal immediately. He can heal instantaneously. He can heal miraculously. We search the scriptures and we see that often. We also know that the Lord can heal medically. We have testimony after testimony of God doing wonders through the hands of medical practitioners. We see it in the scriptures. We see how God will sometimes give a person a prescription, as it were, that if you take this thing and you do this thing with it, then you'll be healed. There are times when he would heal miraculously by speaking a word. Other times he would take an ointment, or he would take something that he conjures and that he makes, and he puts it on a person's eyes or a person's ears or whatever the case might be. We realize that God heals. We search the scriptures, and obviously one of the books of the Bible were written by a physician, and the Bible doesn't suggest that Luke, who wrote about miracles and healings, ever stopped his practice. In fact, you know, one of Paul's, you know, most significant supporters, Luke, was a physician. And knowing Paul's history, knowing what he had to go through, we know that it was a good thing that he had a doctor around every now and again. The Bible also tells us that there are basically progressive healings where people get stronger and stronger as time progresses. And, you know, you'll see sometimes where the Lord will touch a person one time and then touch him again. And we know through life that for the most part, through the ordinary natural means by which God has given us the grace to heal as human beings, usually the process of time will act as a healer on certain circumstances. We still ascribe that to God. There is a special grace that God does, and then there is a common grace. There's a grace that just comes with the fact that we are created by him, created for him, created in his image after his likeness, and we have been given the capacity to heal sometimes through a process of time. And then there's another kind of healing the Bible suggests, and that is an ultimate healing. And the ultimate healing is the fact that any person who puts their faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will ultimately be healed. If not on this side of eternity, on that side of eternity, we will all be made new. Now, there was a man in the Holy Scriptures that came to the Lord for healing. And he asked him, and the Bible says that he asked the Lord three times, "Would you heal me of this thorn in my flesh? Would you heal me? Would you heal me?" And the Lord told him that he would not be healed on this side of eternity, but that the Lord's grace was sufficient for him. That the Lord's strength is made perfect in weakness. Now, that same person, the Apostle Paul, talked in another portion of Scripture about the fact that we would all ultimately be healed. But what we read in that one portion where Paul talks about this process by which he addressed the Lord for a healing and heard the Lord say to him, "You will be healed on one level on this side of eternity and on another level on that side of eternity." Basically, what the Lord was saying to him is, while you are in this process, while you are going through a time of difficulty, while you're going through a time of struggle, I want to make sure that you understand that there are still certain things that are going on in your life, things that can be equated to another kind of healing and even greater kind of healing. So the Lord begins by saying to Paul that his grace was with him and that his grace was maturing him. His grace was perfecting him. His grace was making him a better person, even though he was going through a physical malady, even though he was going through what he called a thorn in the flesh. Now, you understand, Paul was a man of faith. So there was no issue of whether or not he believed hard enough, whether or not he prayed hard enough, whether or not he was in the will of God, whether or not he had actually come to Jesus for healing. He came to Jesus for healing, and Jesus said, "I'm going to heal you in one way on this side of eternity and in another way on that side of eternity." So the healing began with the fact of God's grace. And what God was saying to Paul was, don't get to a place where you are wondering whether or not God is with you, whether or not God hears you, whether or not God loves you, whether or not God cares about you. God's grace is with you. God's spirit is with you. God's love is with you. And even though, amen, there are still going to be things that you still need to be healed of. I know in my personal life, I've been healed of certain things and certain things I haven't been healed of. And I pray with faith and I believe God with faith, but I know that I have grown as an individual because I refuse to believe the lie that tells me that God must be mad at me because all of my doctor's reports are not absolutely pristine and clear and clean. There are going to be some times when the doctor's going to say stuff to me, and then the enemy is going to try and come after him and say other stuff to me. And going to say things like, "But I thought you believed, and I thought you were a man of faith, and I thought God was with you." And then I remember this portion of Scripture that says God's grace is sufficient for me, that God is with me, that he has not left me, he has not forsaken me. And somehow that becomes a healing balm. That becomes an ointment. It heals my heart. It heals my mind. It gives me hope, gives me strength. And that's another thing that happens here, is God's grace is there and God's hope is there. because God is saying to him, making a promise to him in that same statement, that this thing that you're going through is going to make you a better person. You might have to go through some difficult times, but it's going to make you stronger. He said, my strength is made perfect in weakness. He says, you don't have to depend upon your own strength. You can hope in God. You can trust that God is going to use whatever is in your life to ultimately bring about good. The Bible says that all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are the called according to his purpose. And we believe God. You understand what I'm saying? We believe God for miracles. I've seen miracles in my life, and I've seen miracles in the lives of many, many people. And we get many praise reports saying that God is miraculous. And we believe God for a progressive and developmental healing. We get many, many praise reports, and I've seen it in my own life where it just seems as though my body just mends itself, and I still ascribe that to God. And we know that God uses medical practitioners, and we get report after report of that. But we also don't want ourselves to fall into the category that says that every person who believes God is going to be physically healed all the time. This is not a faith prosperity kind of a church. We believe that God reserves the right in his wisdom to do exactly what is according to his own heart and according to his own character. But we believe that even if we don't get healed of this thing or that thing on this side of eternity, there is another healing that is still going on. There is a grace that God is pouring into our hearts that's causing us to trust him more, causing us to be more dependent upon him, causing us to say, God, I can't do this in my own strength. I can't make this happen. When I was younger, I thought that I could do anything and everything in my own strength if I just believed hard enough or prayed hard enough for. No, I know better now, because the Holy Spirit causes me to understand that it is not about my strength. It is not about my faith. It's not about my ability to believe. It is about the faithfulness of God. And it is about the wisdom of God, about the sovereignty of God, about the love of God. And I know that my God loves me, and there is nothing that can convince me otherwise. And that is strong in me by the grace of God. And so maybe I'm not as strong as I was 20 years ago. Maybe you're not as strong as you were 20 years ago. Or maybe you heard some report from the doctor that reminds you that you can't do anything in your own strength. But that gives you the strength to trust God. It gives you a greater strength than you would have if you were strong in your own might. It gives you the strength that comes with dependency upon the sovereign, upon the Almighty God. It gives you the strength of God, because God begins to back you now. God begins to move through you now. God begins to hold you up now. God begins to buttress you now. God begins to allow you to take on things that you could never have taken on in your own strength, because a difficulty, an issue, a weakness caused you to come to the conclusion that there is only one God, and that you and I are not it. That God can help us, that God can keep us, that God can deliver us. But then he also makes a promise to him, and the promise is that there is always going to be a supernatural presence with him that is going to somehow cause him to first go forth and make a difference in the generation, but at the same time, never become proud or arrogant about it. You see, what the Lord said to Paul was, this thing that you're dealing with brings with it a capacity for humility so that I can use you in ways that I could never use you if you were still in your own strength, if you were trying to do things according to your own power. So every now and again, you and I have got to struggle through a thing. We got to weep over a thing. We have got to wonder with regard to a thing. But it brings us to a place where we can say, but God is enough. God's grace is enough. God's power is enough. God's promise is enough. And then when that begins to become our mindset, when it becomes our character, then God can use us in ways that he could never use us prior to that kind of a character. He could use us in ways that he could never use us before. Because now he can trust us with a certain degree of power. Now all of a sudden, we can, even in our sickness, as Paul did, pray for other people to be healed. All of a sudden, we can say, Lord, it's not about me, it's about you. All of a sudden, for instance, we have people who at once write in and talk about what they need and how God, and basically asking God to heal them, and at the same time, they are lifting up prayers for thousands of other people. And they're saying, God, I know what it is to hurt, so could you help this person over there? And God, I know what it is to feel pain, so could you help that person over there? So again, this healing balm, all of a sudden, compassion. All of a sudden, mercy. All of a sudden, identification. See, if every single one of us were preaching and praying from an ivory tower, if every single one of us had absolutely no illnesses, no struggles, no difficulties, we would be proud, we would be self-centered, we would be unmerciful, we would have no sense of compassion and no desire to pray for anyone else. We'd be seeking our own pursuits. We would have no consideration of the mercy of God. There would be nothing in us that believes that we need to grow, so we would never grow. Nothing in us that would ever fall on our face before the great and the mighty God, because we'd be our own God. I believe in healing. I pray for healing for me, for other people all the time. And I've seen miracles in my life and in the lives of other people all the time. And I thank God that I can lock arms with men and women who pray in faith. But there's one thing to pray in faith, another thing to be, as it were, a faith prosperity person. This is a church of faith. But our faith is in the Word of God. Our faith is in the wisdom of God. Our faith is in the sovereignty of God. Our faith is in the mercy and the grace of the Almighty God. And we make a decision that we're going to worship Him. We're going to praise Him. We're going to thank Him however He goes about it. If He does it miraculously, progressively, medically, or if, as our Pastor Dave used to say, that there is an ultimate healing. That healing that comes on the other side of eternity. That healing that means that we will never sorrow again. We will never fear again. We will never worry again. We will never hurt again. We will never need again. But right now we're on this side of eternity. And even when we are healed, we're still going to die eventually. That's just the way it works out. You know what I mean? Unless Jesus calls us home. So what can we do on this side of eternity? To show compassion, to show mercy, to identify with other people's pain. What can we do on this side of eternity? To believe God for miracles, but at the same time, always leave it open for Him to say yes or to say no. We serve a sovereign God. Now, what I'm saying is biblical. I'm a Bible teacher. I'm a Bible man. It might not feel great, but it's true. And that's all I got. I don't have anything else. You notice I don't have any pom-poms. I have a Bible. Amen. You know what I mean? And what I want to do is to do what I can to help us to interact with God in a way that's biblical. I just want to pray with you tonight. I want to pray for miracles. And I want to pray for medical miracles as well. And I want to pray for people to heal progressively and developmentally. And I also want to pray that every single one of us make it to that side of eternity. Because there's something awesome waiting for us. Something glorious waiting for us. Let's stand together in the house of the Lord. And just face somebody. Face one or two people. We're going to pray together. And we're going to believe God together. We're going to believe for healing. But we're going to do it the biblical way. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we believe that you are a healer. The word of the Lord tells us that you are the God who is healing us, the God who is in the process of healing us. Lord, we know that you are a miraculous God. We believe in miracles, and we believe that miracles are for today. We believe that you heal people miraculously today. We hear the reports all the time. We've experienced it, God, and we expect it today. We expect signs and wonders and miracles today. But we also know, God, that you use medical practitioners, and we thank God for them. God, we ask you to teach their hands wisdom. And God, we're asking you to give them skill. We're asking you to use them. So many people have written in and asked that God might use their doctors and their medical practitioners to bring healing to their body. And we join with them. God, we ask you in Jesus' name to use them. We also believe that as we employ our wisdom in how we eat and how we sleep and how we exercise, that you bring healing, oh Jesus, progressively, Lord Jesus. We know that we are a spiritual people, but also a physical people, and we're asking you to give us wisdom in what we eat and what we drink and where we go. Give us wisdom in how we sleep and whether or not we exercise. God, give us wisdom in Jesus' name. And we're also believing, God, that you bring ultimate healing. That there will come a day when we put off this mortality and we put on immortality. We know that there will come a day when there will be no more sighing. There will be no more weeping. There will be no more pain. There will be no more death. And we look forward to that day. In the meantime, oh God, we're going to thank you for grace. We're going to thank you for maturity. We're going to thank you for mercy. We're going to thank you for compassion. We're going to thank you for taking us by our hand and leading us through this life. We're going to thank you that we are a Bible people, that we are a Bible believing people, that we don't put words in your mouth. We let you put words in our mouth. You teach us how to pray. You teach us how to believe. You teach us how to hope, oh God. You teach us what to ask you for. You teach us how to wait upon the Lord. You remind us that your grace is sufficient for us, that your power is made perfect in weakness, that we don't have to be strong in our own strength. You make it so the devil cannot condemn us and tell us that we don't believe enough, or that we don't hope enough, or that we don't pray enough. We come against the lie of Satan in the name of Jesus, and we ask you, oh God, to be that one who keeps our minds and guards our heart in Christ Jesus. We are going to make all of our requests known to you, and we're going to do it in a spirit of thanksgiving, knowing that you care for us. We trust in your ability. We trust in your willingness, and we trust in your wisdom. You are a great God. You are a faithful Father. You have never let your people down. You have never left us, never forsaken us. And so we lay everything at your feet. We put all of our hope in you. You are the great and the holy God. You are the Lord who is healing us, the Lord who is freeing us, the Lord who is delivering us, the Lord who is bringing us from image to image, from glory to glory, from grace to grace, from faith to faith, from everlasting to everlasting. The Lord is your name, the great and the holy God. We put all of our faith and all of our trust in the word that you have given us. We allow your spirit to cause us to trust you according to your revelation. Keep us from deviating to the left or to the right. Keep us from putting words in your mouth so that you might be free to put words in ours and make us ministers in this generation, preachers in this time, testaments to your goodness, trophies of your grace. Help us today, oh God, to bear witness to the fact that the God that we serve is a great and a mighty God. The God that we serve is a good God. The God that we serve can be trusted. The God that we serve can be hoped in. The God that we serve is faithful and true and righteous and just. We put all of our hope in the name of the Lord. And we believe you, O Jesus, to be glorified in the midst.
We bless your name, oh God, because you are good and your mercy endures forever. Now just lift up your voice and thank him. God, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We thank you tonight, oh God. We trust you tonight, oh Jesus. We put all of our hope, all of our trust, all of our faith in you, because you are good and your mercy endures forever. Hallelujah! 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 We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. The psalmist said, I will praise God's name with singing. I will honor him with thanksgiving. For this will please the Lord more than any sacrifice. The humble will see their God at work and be glad. Hallelujah. Let all who seek God's help be encouraged. For the Lord hears the cry of the needy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him, O heavens and the earth, the sea and all that move within them. Praise him, God's people. Praise him tonight. We've come to that point in the service, that point in the prayer service, where we praise him with freedom because we've cast all our care on him and we know he cares for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to sing a song called Freedom tonight, where there's no more shackles, no more pain, no more sorrow, folks. We give him everything tonight. We give him every care, every concern. We've cast it on him tonight. And so we can rejoice tonight in Jesus' name. Would you begin to lift your voice and sing with us? Lift your voice and sing with us tonight in Jesus' name. Earlier this month, a prayer request was sent from Chris in Brooklyn requesting prayer for the miraculous healing of his 13-year-old nephew, Magnus, who suffers from Sturge-Weber syndrome and was hospitalized for uncontrollable seizures. As an only hope, Magnus was put on a ventilator and into an induced coma for a risky procedure that was scheduled to take 5 days if everything went properly, with an additional couple of days to be monitored in ICU during recovery. Miraculously, the procedure only took half the time expected, and the procedure went far better than the doctors expected and had ever previously seen. The first thing Magnus said when they removed him from the ventilator was, God answers prayer. God answered my prayers. God answered my prayers. God answered my prayers. Instead of taking 11 days, within 5 days, Magnus was home with his family. Glory to God. Thank you, TSC, for praying. Hallelujah. Don't forget, folks, to send us. Thank you, first of all, Chris, for sending us this praise report that we can rejoice with you and Magnus tonight and the family there. But we want to encourage everyone, as the Lord begins to work miracles in your life and provides and answers prayer, please send us your selfies. Please send us your praise reports so that we can rejoice with you and give God glory, and so that we can continue to believe God for the miraculous in this generation. Amen. That the world, that everyone would know that he is the Lord, that our God reigns, that he is alive. And that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. 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 Invite your friends to join us online as well as we continue to pray and fast for the needs that are sent in to us. Praise God. Right now at this time, we want to turn our cameras around and tell you thank you so much for joining us. We want our congregation to wave to you and to let you know we love you. And we thank God for what he's done in your life. In Jesus' name, we'll see you next Tuesday. Amen. Amen. Praise God.